Hello, Addison. It's great to be talking with you again.
Hey, how are you? Glad to be on with you.
How is life going for you out there in the voice land?
It's really, really good. It's so, so busy, but in a good way. It was kind of a shock getting back into it because it's always go, go, go. But now I'm kind of in the routine. So it's been really great.
Excellent. And the last time we spoke on the radio, you were actually here in town in between the shows Battle and Knockout Rounds. And now this is it. And you are out there in Los Angeles for the duration. And it is live. And you know, you noted it was crazy and surreal before. What would you call it now?
It's definitely different because I'm living the moment at the same time that people are watching the moment. So I have no time to prepare for what people are going to think. So that's the main difference. But it's so much fun. And it's like more of a big process, because there's like the whole staging and there's different lights and the outfits are more crazy and out there. So it's like a much bigger experience, it feels like. And it feels like the real, real deal.
A total acceleration, I guess.
Yeah.
That's just it. I mean, the pedal stomped and you're on that ride. Okay. What about that bond between all of you talents and your team leaders? Does that still get a chance to deepen and strengthen, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. It literally grows so, so much. These people are like so close to us, and it really sucks. It really hit us when the first person out of the top 12 had to leave, which was John Merrill, who literally is the most energetic, loving little dude ever you will ever meet. He's the greatest dude, and it hit us all. We were like, wow, what is going to happen without him? And then Janice left, and that's the sad part, because you grow so, 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 so close that it's weird that they leave.
From our side of the cameras, it really seems like you are all for one and one for all, a big family, as you called it. Does pure competitiveness ever get in the way? Is it even there, or is it just the solidarity that it looks like you all have for each other?
More so it does now than it ever has before, but still I don't think it was not even a thought. Competition wasn't a thought at all throughout Lions Battles, Knockouts, and Playoffs. And then this part, it gets a little bit more serious because you do realize that everyone's equally as good and you don't really know who's going home. So when I think about it, I just want to make great music and like overall just a great, great show so that I don't have to go home. So in that sense, you just want to give your 200%, but still, the competition never gets in the way of how much I love these people.
That's just great, and I hope it never does, and that's part you and it's part true music love. Is that what you feel with all these people?
Exactly, exactly. We're all connected through such a beautiful thing, and a thing that we're all so, so passionate about. It's a great connecting point.
That's just beautiful. And I say it really shows. It comes across the television waves, to be sure.
Good.
Now, listener voting, how much madness and mayhem does that add up to, you know, with this whole weekly challenge? How can you even stand it?
I didn't realize before, when I would watch shows like these, I didn't realize that it legitimately was based off of the votes. I was like, oh, they already know the winner. But really, like, no. That's what I always thought. I was like, yeah, no. But each and every single vote is counted from every different source. So it's such a huge deal that you don't realize till you're in the position and you realize, oh, America likes these people more than these people for some stupid reason.
Yeah, it becomes emotional more than any kind of rationale. Is that how it feels? Because that's how it is, of course. And can you even feel anything till the votes are all cast?
Right, yeah. You really have no clue what's going to be happening each week. It's a shock every week who makes it and who goes home, because no one's expecting anything at all. Luckily, I've been called pretty early on that I've made it through. So that's like a huge pressure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a huge, huge relief to have that, so I'm not sweating on that stage. But yeah, we never know what's going to happen.
Now, we've all found it curious when it was the listener choice for the song selections. One of the youngest people, being yourself, on that whole stage got one of the oldest, most difficult, most wonderful songs to perform. It was A Case of You by Joni Mitchell, something that the oldest of all of us can remember. How did that make you feel? What did you think about that?
Well, that was just one of the biggest honors of all time. I knew the song beforehand, but I didn't know the words or I didn't really go in depth about the lyrics before. And then I was sitting with my vocal coach. Other than Adam Levine, I have another separate vocal coach who was going through the lyrics with me. And I was like, wow, this is the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life. And literally, when they decided that this was the song that America had chosen for me, they were all just like, wow, Addison, this is a huge deal that America is putting this trust in you, because because this song is so close to so many people's hearts that I just had to do it so well and really feel the lyrics and understand them, which is hard for a 16-year-old to wrap her mind around sometimes. But it was so awesome to get a song that was, I think it was like 1971 that song was made.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's like crazy that old of a song has been what the youngest person on the show is singing.
But of course, we knew you could do it, and you brought a lot of tears to a lot of eyes right here in the city and all around the world that was listening to that performance. Really, bravo, and we were so proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you for everything that you're doing out there. Now, speaking of the weekly challenges of everything, one good weekly thing that's happening right here in Fort Wayne, the Addison Watches are the thing here in the fort, especially at your own church and music hall, Come to Go. Can you feel the love literally while you're performing? I know you know this is happening. I know you get the video action afterward, but how does it feel while you're performing knowing that we are all sitting here going, yes, yes, go?
That's so cool to picture you guys all there. And I know my brother does this Addison Egan trivia thing where he'll like ask me things early in the week about what my week's like, and then people will guess and then they win something. And that's like the greatest thing ever, that these people that are like family to me are just having a blast supporting me all together in one room. So amazing and so beautiful, and I'm so lucky to be the person bringing all those people together.
Yes, and we feel the same way about you, and I know that you and your brother, of course, have always been close. You've been musical partners since you were both toddlers, and you've never stopped making the music and having all of the good love and vibe between you guys. So how do you do without seeing him now?
Well, Corgan, my brother, is like one of my best friends. He's like the greatest person ever. So yeah, we've always loved music together and being in like a family band together and always bouncing back on music ideas. So luckily technology is a thing. I get to recall him anytime. So that's the only thing that's kind of saving me from totally missing him like crazy, because he really is like one of the greatest people ever. But yeah, it's hard to be without family for sure.
I guess you could even, yes, call him and sing a song with him, but you can't reach across that electronic field and give him a hug. So that's just
right.
Going to have
to
wait.
Right, yeah, that's the thing.
All right, and it will wait. And I know he and everybody is supporting you. And like I say, the Monday evenings here are just such a treat. Now, I am a bit curious, Addison, with everything that's changing at warp speed, especially in this very final weeks, what part of this whole odyssey hasn't changed, would you say?
Well, I've definitely grown a lot, so that's a huge change in the people. But what hasn't changed, I think the love between everybody has always been so consistent since the day we met, the contestants here. Mm-hmm. Literally from the very beginning, we all connect. Like, I would have called them family after the month of blinds, too. Mm-hmm. But now they're still family. Like, the love just never changes because we are so connected through that. So that's the main thing that kind of keeps us all grounded. And same with back home. Like, family is, all the love has been so, so consistent, and no one's dropped out at all. Like, everyone's just so loving and so great. So that's been the most consistent thing, which is definitely something that's needed during this whole process.
That's great. And it is the rock that you have, and you're solid in it, within it,
exactly.
And on it. Okay. Who could ask for more, really? So, Addison, you've always got storytelling in your heart and a song just waiting to bust out, it seems. What about now? Can you even think about songwriting at this point while you're into so much performance?
Sadly, I don't have a lot of time to actually sit down and have time with my guitar writing songs. So it's pretty much when I get an idea or an inspiration or a moment, I just have to write it down in a notebook, like a sentence about what I could be writing about. And then I'm going to have to wait until this whole process is over and just have like a week just for myself to be writing, because there's so much stuff that I have that needs to be written about. That'll be
great.
Time that I separate after the show, because it's pretty rare that I even get an hour to myself now.
I understand to do anything, to even just sit and not do anything, but
right.
Is it safe to say that the ideas are coming to you fast and furious in this environment that you're in?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's so much stuff going on that can be translated into ideas for songs. 100%. There's a lot of stuff going through my mind all the time about songs.
Great. Then we'll look forward to more once we get you back home.
Right, yeah.
Okay, Addison, this all comes to its grand finale a scant week before Christmas, which is right around the corner, and we are all hoping that you're going to be right there in the middle of it. Now, I know you have a music gig with your very, very dear friend, Grace Minnick, that week once you get home, because it's right here on our own Meet the Music soundstage. Otherwise, yes, I can't wait. Otherwise, what are you most looking forward to those Oh So Merry days post Odyssey and back in your life?
Well, I'm so excited to see all my best friends that I haven't seen in such a long time. And actually, probably a lot of people are thinking that I would not miss school. But I miss school a lot because all my best friends go to that school and my teachers, I miss them like crazy. So I'm so excited to like kind of reconnect a little bit because it's just pretty much them watching what I'm doing, but me not being able to catch up with them. So that'll be so great to reconnect. I'm literally so excited to do that. And for Christmas, I'm going up to Wisconsin to see my mom's side of the family. So that'll be so great.
Then you have quite a wonderful and full life waiting for you and planned for once you get back. And as we discussed last time, you are already a winner all the way around. So you're just going to keep doing well.
Exactly.
I thank you so very, very much for sharing this time with us, Addison. And
absolutely.
Just,
it was a blast.
Got to say all best from all of us.
Thank you so much.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek speaking by telephone with Addison Egan, a Fort Wayne, Indiana musician presently in Los Angeles competing on NBC's The Voice. The music you're hearing is Addison's live performance of Joni Mitchell's A Case of You, from the People's Choice Competition episode on The Voice. You can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI. In the blue TV screen light, oh, hide your map of Canada, oh, Canada, with your face sketched on it twice, oh. Taste so bitter and so sweet, oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet, I would still be on my feet. Oh, in a box of pains, I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. Oh, I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours, she knew your life, she knew your devils and your deeds, and she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, prepare.